Welcome to the Mind vs. Action Journey, where every week I will share experiences, thoughts, and ideas on how you can go from thoughts in your mind to actually taking actions. Life is not formed by just what is in our mind, but by actually taking action on what is in our mind. It is not enough to simply hope, think, and wish. We must take action. My weakness has always been, I don't quit. Most of my life, I was told by the people that love me why I could not do certain things that I wanted to do. They did this because they were speaking out of their own limitations. I do not blame them. I have learned that imposed limitations are a generational dilemma that is passed down from parents to children until one generation decides to break the pattern and even disrupt it, but for the good. Parents, relatives, friends, and society as a whole also have this notion that because they have not been able to do something, no one else can either, or should not even attempt to do so. It is a system that is nothing more than dysfunctional, limiting, and that in the end is built to favor those who built the system and continue to manage it. It is built to keep many locked into believing that the world is small, when in fact the world is huge, and very giving for those willing to ask something from it and put in the work for it. Luckily, I was and still am a stubborn one. And when I wanted something, like truly wanted, I was relentless till I got it. My thoughts literally started constructing my own possibilities, my own world. I can honestly say that I have never failed because my weakness has always been that I have never quit on something that I desired. I have always been willing to put in the work, not just the minimum required, but whatever amount was and is necessary to get what I want. Till this day, I have gotten everything that I've ever truly wanted. This is why I say I have never failed. I have hit roadblocks, setbacks, growing pains, you name it. I have just been willing to pay the price to get what I want. I have owned every part of my actions and most importantly, my efforts and therefore my results. Every person on this planet has the capacity and power to achieve whatever it is they desire, so long as they are willing to put in the work for however long is necessary. There is no right amount of time on how long one must work at something. For me, if you really want something, you will keep at it till it happens. Do not let anyone tell you that you cannot do something or that you should try something for a certain amount of time and then quit if you have not achieved your goal by then. Only you can choose for how long you will work towards your desires. Only you can decide the amount of effort you will put in. Only you can dictate how much power you have within, because it is you who carries that power, not me, not anyone else, you. My parents were told several times that I would be a forever type of individual that would be part of the system, meaning I would be in and out of jail my whole life. I would never amount to anything but a failed criminal. My aspirations of attending college and being able to do more than just being a failed criminal were out of reach, according to my family and according to society. They had decided on what my life would be without ever bothering to ask me what I thought my life would and should be, without ever bothering to think that maybe, just maybe, my life could be better and leap my current and past generation. Many are told the same story, not the exact narrative, but many are told their destinies. The painful part is that many believe this and go along with the narrative that has been casted on them by others. Many bring into existence that narrative, not because that was their destiny or because their family or society were right, but because they themselves believed that narrative to the point where that narrative became an obsession. And what becomes an obsession in our mind seeks to bring into existence with actions taken by us. But what about those that refuse narratives casted on us by our families or society? What about us? Are we lucky? Are we outliers? Are we special? My answer and sincere belief are that we are nothing more than individuals that decided to forge our own story with our own self-written narratives. We decided to pave our own roads to our success, to our life journey. We decided to go against the grain and were willing to make the necessary sacrifices to achieve whatever it is we desire out of life. We did not allow for our families or society to dictate to us what we were meant to be or do. We owned this narrative of our lives. We fought for it. We worked for it. We made it happen. It has been more than 2 decades since my parents were told and believed that what my destiny would be. It has been more than 2 decades of me proving wrong, not just my parents, but anyone who bet against me, and that till this day, continue to bet against me. I decide what my life narrative will be. I decide what my limitations are. I decide what I can and cannot do. I decide what I should be. I decide what happiness means to me. I decide what freedom looks for me. I decide what to believe in. I decide what is a good life for me. I decide what religion I am to believe in, if any. I decide what being a good parent means. I decide where and when I stop chasing growth. Hint, never. Finally, I decide what success is for me, not my parents, not my friends, not my family, not my government, and not society. I decide. My life, your life, are to be written by us and only us, nobody else. Take out that pen, paper, and correcting tape, as you will make many mistakes. But in it all, you will prevail if you commit to making not quitting not a weakness, but a strength. You decide what your own destiny can and will be by the actions you take. It is time you start taking those actions that you carry in your mind that you know will lead you to your version of success. Please subscribe to my blog, podcast, or YouTube channel to get notifications when my weekly entry is posted. I promise I will never disappoint. Thank you. Until next time, I challenge you to own your thoughts, actions, process, results, and ultimately your life story. Most importantly, I challenge you to go from thoughts in your mind to taking actual actions on those thoughts, as nothing happens until actions are taken.